Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show and how are you? Hope you guys are all doing good out there as we are here and near Manitou Springs here in Colorado. So hey, If you all want to call in here and get a reading, please do so. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you're also hanging out in the chat room, please do so. And if you have any questions, just let us know. We'll be glad to answer those questions for you, too, as well. If you want to call me right now, okay, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Or if you want to do a private reading with me, just call me at 740-500-8863. Or call me on my private line at 719-344-8699. We do like working with people one-on-one and that kind of stuff. So if you're in the Colorado Springs, Denver, Manitou Springs, or Colorado City, or if you just want to sit there and take a nice little trip and you live in Colorado, please do so. And just give me a call, 719-344-8699. For a private reading, and then also you can contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Our September special, which we just started today, because it's September 1st, 2012. It's actually 6:05 here, 6:05 p.m. Mountain Time here in Colorado. Our special for September is 5 30-minute sessions for only $100. So give us a call on that whole thing. We have so many specials and that kind of stuff. We have 90-minute sessions, 60-minute sessions, 30-minute sessions. We do parties. We do group readings. I do palm readings, angel card readings, psychic readings, relationship counseling, and life coaching. And those are other things, too. I also work with children. I also work with people how to help them discover their gifts, how to actually get into the situation of actually utilizing them to the most powerfulest to realize how powerful you really are. So do that. We love to sit down and work with each and every one of you guys. So just give us a call here at 6. Give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. September special is 5 30-minute sessions for only $100. We actually are calling those manifestation meditations where we teach you how to do just that, manifest things at will. So give us a call. We'd be glad to give you all the insights and details to all those things. So therefore, let's get back to the queue. We have some people in here that we're going to start talking to and taking some calls for. But we also said we'll look at the situation of how people perceive things and the idea of creative visualization. And also focus boards. And we're going to cover those things today, too. So let's get to our first caller. And the first caller is area code 978. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
This is Helen.
And where are you calling from, Helen?
New England.
New England. That's a big place.
It is. It's beautiful. I was enjoying your singing, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, you actually heard that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I guess we learn something every day. It is. Actually, I actually work for a psychic company called Random.com. You should check it out. It's actually you actually can see me on webcam. And we
what
have a chat room.
What is the website again?
It's called Random.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to spell it. Anyway, here, hold up. I got it right here. I'll just look it up, make sure I spell it right. Okay, Oranum. That's spelled Oranum.com.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Yeah, you actually can see me on there, and I was actually getting a lot of compliments where people say, "I just come to drop into your chat room and really didn't want to get a reading from you, but I love hearing your singing." I'm like, "Oh, really? I never thought of that." So, I mean, I do my chat room on a random, like I would do a radio show playing music and stuff like that, where we sit there and talk to people. And I even drink my green tea, and I'll sit there and go, "Okay, guys, a commercial, a green tea, Arizona. Ginseng and honey never taste so great. Buy now.
Sure
go to your grocers." So
I'm sure they appreciate the endorsement.
I'm sure they do, too, yeah, because I was sitting there talking about Aranum, because Aranum at first didn't like me the idea of telling people I have a radio show and having people come here. And I'm like, I don't see why not. And I also advertise you guys quite a bit, too, and I don't charge you a dime for that. So therefore, free advertising. So give me some leniency here where I can talk to people. And ever since I said something like that, they haven't said anything to me. I've actually given people information in the chat room. I just tell them, I say, okay, go to Blog Talk Radio, and it's easy to find me because Psychic X Journey Man is my name wherever I go. And I said, all you got to do is put the two together, and you can find me. And most people have, so.
Yeah. I'm on it now, actually.
Go ahead.
I can see that website now, so I'll check that out after I hang up and listen back on the radio. But I was wondering, I do have a question for mm-hmm. a reading, and just if you, just generally what you pick up about me, because I need some guidance in all areas of life right now. So just okay. anything that you pick up whatsoever, I'm open to it.
Okay. Wow. I always tell people, it's like, right now it's one of those situations, you look at someone and go, okay, what's the thing that you're focusing on at this moment? That's the first thing that pops in your mind when you ask the question. Because that's usually the most important thing to think about. Because I'm actually focusing here. Because the first thing that comes to me is relationships.
Okay.
Yeah. See, we get, because, like, I was picking up on relationships and confusion.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about earlier, too. I was sitting talking to some friends, and it was like, people were talking about a lot of things they're trying to focus on. And I started thinking, we started talking about focus boards. And the friend of mine was like, okay. It was kind of funny to hear somebody say, I said, focus board or a vision board. And to have somebody actually say, I've never heard of that before, I freaked. I was like, oh, really? Where have you been at? Mars? And then someone asked me about the word manifestation. What does that mean? I was like, you definitely been hanging out on the moon to miss that
wow.
one. Plus, we had yesterday, people were asking me tons of questions. What do you think about this blue moon? I said, tell you the truth, I really don't give a shit. Because it's like you're sitting there talking about this thing, and you have no idea what you can actually do with it. So me telling you about it now is kind of like too late. Because I believe when you work with moon energy, it's a buildup of getting to it and utilizing the energy as it goes from whatever it is going down the other side. That's where the most energy is. And then you have then you have all this intensity where it actually manifests in the blue moon or whatever it is. But if you don't know what's going on and now you're in it, it's really kind of hard to utilize it. And boy, was people really irritated. People were acting out of character. People were really being mean. I had some people come in my chat room when I ran them that I didn't even recognize. I was like, who is it? You're saying you're so-and-so, but it seemed like you meant to forfeit into, this is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and I guess I'm talking to Hyde here. But I was sitting there looking, but there was a situation where I kept picking up with you with confusion. You're going to come up with relationships, but see, there's like this energy around it where it says, in some sense the word, you're on the right path of what you're doing with your life, with yourself, but there seems to be some kind of confusion here.
Yeah.
I was just kind of curious if you give us some little insights to the situation too, because I mean, the first thing I picked up on you was you're on the right path, but the
okay.
confusion—the confusion keeps sticking out the most.
Well, the confusion comes in because I'm not in a relationship right now, and I would like to be, but I'm feeling like there are some other areas of my life I need to work on first before I get into a relationship. So I'm a little bit torn about if I should try to go out and start meeting people right now or if I should wait.
What I do is I tell people like this, okay? It's like, step back. Quit overthinking it. I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. I'm just saying these are just things I pick up, okay? You're overthinking a lot of things, and it's also the idea of people get mad at this when I sit here and say, stop thinking on a worldly perception, because all you're going to do is put yourself in the category of 60% divorce rate. That's how the world does it. That's why the world has a freaking 60% divorce rate. Christians are the same thing. They got between 35 and 40% divorce rate. Here's one for you. Maybe EU Harmony won't like this. I don't care. But they also have a divorce rate too. They don't
yeah.
tell you about these things. And see, that's why I don't like dating services and stuff, because they don't give you both sides of the equation. They give you the idea the percentages are really not that high as much as you would think, okay? And the only reason I would recommend, or even my friends who do psychic work, the only reason we would recommend dating services because we felt like you were going to meet that significant person through that as an avenue, not using it like most people do as, you know, get laid. And people, you know, it's like, look, no, seriously, right now, this is the thing. Everybody's got things backwards. They're chasing after things, okay? Now, let's step back and look at the situation. We're talking about the law of attraction. So it says the law of attraction will bring everything to you. Every good thing you desire will come to you. Now, That's the key right there. Listen to the word, okay? Every good thing you desire will come to you. So therefore, if it doesn't come to you, why are we chasing after these bad, crazy situations?
Well, the only glitch in that theory, though, is that the work that I do, I'm very isolated. I work alone. I work from my home.
Okay.
So I don't go out enough to meet people. And I know unless this person
I'm sitting here looking at people going, oh, yes. But see, sweetie, I have a story for you. I had a lady I did a reading for who told me flat out that she was going to stay home. And she felt like her guidance was telling her to stay home. And guess what? She married her mailman. So, you know, we have to sit here and look at the situations. If we're going to sit here and do it the way the world says it, by the time we get a date, we're going to be exhausted. If we do it the spiritual way, like I told, for example, I told my friend this. She said a realtor came up to her, and everybody wants to do everything logically, okay? Not realizing logic is based on a worldly perception, okay? My friend comes to me, and she goes, my house is not selling. I've been trying to sell my house for 2 months. My realtor says I got to lower the price, and I got to do the numbers game. I got to get like 10 people in my house at least a week and do it. I said, oh, man, slow down. It's like the slate clean. And she goes, what should I do? She goes, the reason I'm coming to you because you got some quick techniques so I can sell my house quick. I said, yes, I do, and I got one good for you. I said, I want you to sit there and focus and ask yourself right now, what do you want to sell your house for? And she said, I want to sell it for $120,000. I said, then sell it for $125,000. She goes, $120,000. And she said, well, my realtor said, I said, who cares what your realtor says? Okay, your realtor is going on statistics. I'm not going on statistics. I'm focusing on success, okay? I don't believe the numbers game. I believe we can actually attract that one person because realistically, all she has to do is sell this house, and one person is going to buy it, not 10. Okay, so I said and told her, I said, I want you to visualize this. I want you to visualize a guy coming up to you and handing you the money in your hand and say, I will take it. Take it. Now take it one step further and say, paid in full, sold. Okay, also detach yourself. Detach yourself from the house. Cut all the cords, everything. She sold her house in a week. After having her house on the market for 2 months working with a realtor, I said and worked with her. She sold her house in about 5 days. Because I remember her calling me up and she was freaking out. Whoa! It's the same thing when I work with people about relationships too, and they meet somebody. You know, it's the ideal of not playing roulette. It's the ideal of using your intent and focusing on exactly what you want. We sit there and we look at situations of the list. We've all heard about the list. The list is a focus point of actually helping you get what you want, not the idea of formulating. I've seen this happen a couple times where people make a list and then they want to find some guy and mold him into the list. That's the wrong way to do it. The list is to help you focus your intent on getting what you want, not finding somebody and compromising and building your own robot. So with your situation is the ideal. The confusion part is the ideal. You don't have to do anything, as in the situation of searching for that one. Okay? The law of attraction will do one thing. It doesn't matter where you're at or what you do. Of course, you have to be in the right place at the right time. But if you're a person who works, most people who are actually living their life purpose find their life partner. Okay? It's like my situation. For example, the girl I'm going to marry is this psychic, very talented and all this kind of thing. So you see the idea of searching, that's an illusion. You don't search for soulmates and twin flames and these spiritual connections. Spiritual connections have a tendency to work in your favor and things are drawn to you. And I've heard this before, too. I had a lawyer do the same thing. You know, hey, here on planet Earth, we got to do this. I'm like, we manifest everything, guys. Either you want to do it intentionally or unintentionally, but we manifest every day. Okay? And I was telling the lawyer, I said, dude, it's like this. I'm not giving you good theories. I'm telling you something that I do every day. Okay? But the biggest thing with situations like this is trying to tell people and say, okay, I understand. Maybe it hasn't happened in your life. Because people say, well, you're blessed. You know why I'm blessed? Because I believe I am. I believe I'm a blessed individual. I believe I'm very talented. You sit there. It's like trying to teach people to realize there's nothing. You're not a bad person to admit who you are. You know, if you're created in the image of a God, then you are a fantastic person, no matter if you want to believe it or not. And I guarantee you, when you start believing it, you're going to see your life change in a very positive way and start realizing, okay, am I really doing what I should be doing with my life? And everything in your life just starts changing in a different way. When you start thinking about wealthy, you're not thinking about money. You're thinking I'm a wealthy person because of my life has been so blessed. I'm rich, but you look at these terms in more of a spiritual term and you do a worldly way. Worldly says, hey, rich means money. No. Rich, wealthy, abundant, and prosperous, those are all spiritual terms that people have taken and basically tarnished them with just human concept and saying, hey, you know something? It's a bad, dirty thing. No, it's not. If you don't believe that you deserve money, that could be a reason why you don't have it. It's the idea of looking at money for what it is. People say money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. Take a $5 bill, put it on the table. What's it going to do? It's going to sit there and look at you. Until you pick it up, it has no power. Money has no power at all except for the power we give it. And when you start realizing that, when you look at these situations and these concepts, realistically what we're doing is we're taking these tools that we're supposed to be using to accomplish great things in our lives, we're actually enslaving ourselves to these things. Dating services. Got to do that. I got a really crazy work schedule, so I got to do this kind of. See, anytime you sit there and tell yourself that you got to do something, you're feeding into a fear. Because you're saying to yourself, if I don't do this, I'll never find anybody. See the fear? What the challenge is to have faith in yourself that I'm going to attract the perfect person. Because why? Because I'm a perfect person. I'm a perfect, whole, complete human. I'm actually spiritually. Okay, but what happens is when you start looking at yourself as a spiritual being, as being whole and healthy and complete, it reflects through your body, and your body also becomes the same too. So we all reflect what we believe in ourselves. If we believe in ourselves, we have a tendency to be more healthier than people who don't. And it's a proven fact. You can see it out here with people sitting there going, my life sucks. They go to the doctor, they're enslaved to everything. They're enslaved to their sicknesses, they're enslaved to money. They live from week to week, if not day to day. You know, it's like, oh my God, if I don't have something today, my life's over. If I don't have this certain guy, my life's over. See all these fears that they're feeding into? When they start, it's like I told a friend of mine, I said, when I finally lived the one concept where I stopped worrying about everything else or worrying about anything, it was amazing how all these things started falling into place easily. It was the worry itself of that negative energy. It was creating blocks to keep these things from falling into place. So when you sit and look at the situation, you have to realize something. Okay, God gave you dominion, which means power over. Okay, so therefore you're in charge. You're in charge of your life. And your life up to this point is what you created. By all your decisions, all your situations, your fears, whatever you did when you made these decisions, you created the life up to this point. And what's so great about it is, since you created it, you can also create a different way and a more positive outcome. So it's the idea what you're looking at is you feel like you should focus on yourself and you should work on those things. That's what you want to do because you're trying to go through the whole thing and say, hey, you know something? Maybe I should be going out there doing something. Maybe if I don't, I'm not going to find anybody. And I feel like if you start working on yourself, you're going to attract somebody. So you see the difference? Your life just got easier. Okay, so do some counseling for yourself. Counseling for yourself is the idea of sitting down and asking yourself really hard questions and being honest with yourself. Okay, what do you want in a relationship? And being honest, like, what do you want in a relationship? You want a guy who is basically emotionally available. They do exist, I promise you. Unconditionally loving. Okay, I always tell women this, because 85% of my clients are women. And I sit there and say, okay, I want you to do one thing. I want you to make sure you know who you are. Because the one thing that has a tendency to work against some women is they get into situations where they meet these great guys, and then they get a little insecure because this guy is so great. Why would he want to be with me? Not realizing that they're not paying attention to the reflection and he's reflecting back at them about themselves, that pretty much like attracts like. So if you're with a fantastic guy, then you're a fantastic woman. And that's how it works. I've had a lot of women sit there and say, well, this guy ran away from me. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. You're the best thing that ever happened to him, and that freaked him out. You know, they kind of like that. It's like, yeah, he ran away because I'm fantastic. But there's nothing wrong with saying that because look at the situation. If you're in a fantastic relationship and people ran away, then you was a threat, but not in the sense of that they wasn't getting what they wanted. It was like we tell everybody, you should be prepared because you just might get what you want. Are you really ready for that? And it's amazing how many people are not. And what I said to say about the women, you know who you are, because sometimes when you get with somebody, if you get with a very confident guy or a woman, but mostly with guys, if you get with a very confident guy, what happens a lot of times is the girl will freak out and say, okay, he's controlling. When he's not controlling, he just knows what he wants. He knows what he needs and what he desires. And what he's reflecting back at her is to basically establish the same thing, to get to know who she is. Because more than likely, I know for a fact that the relationships I've been in, I know them better than they know themselves because they haven't taken that time. Maybe it's because I'm psychic and intuitive and very in-depth person. But the point is, it did exist and it did happen that way. Now, can I help them in situations like that? Only thing you can really do is hope they can actually listen and read and pay attention to the reflection that you're giving back at them. I mean, I do have a tendency to reinforce it by saying, you know, with this one person that was in my life, I want to call her my girlfriend, who said, you're awesome, you're fantastic, you're great, you're very talented, and she just went on. I looked her back in the face and I said, sweetie, like attracts like, and so are you. You might not be living it right now, but it's definitely inside you because you're awesome and gifted and talented as well. And that way you can help people out to realize that they are who they are. She is a very gifted psychic, very talented. You know, but like all of us, we have this emotional side, our human side, that has a tendency to, can work against our gifts in times where we have a tendency to think that there's something wrong. And it's the same thing with life, too, as well. But it's just the idea of realizing that these are just little situations and opportunity to find out more about ourselves, our strengths, to look at the situations, how to overcome. You know, you're a psychic and you have a situation where you didn't pick up on the information correctly. It's the idea of taking a look at that situation, have confidence in yourself to realize that maybe you didn't make a mistake. Maybe there was just something about it that came off differently that maybe you should approach it in a different way. Well, by approaching it the wrong way, now you know which way to approach it if it ever happens again. So therefore you correct it, but you also find a strength within yourself. It's the same thing with relationships. You know, take a look at all the relationships you've been in and take a look at the situations and ask yourself, what did those people reflect back about you? What did they reflect back? What did they reflect at you about you? And then you can learn from those situations and go, okay. So they're answers. They're not. You know, most people go, well, he's an asshole, and then he's this and that and the other. I'm sitting there going, but he's the answer. You know, I do it all the time. People don't like it when they sit there and go, you're rude. And I said, okay, what am I reflecting back at you about yourself right now? And then all of a sudden they want to leave. So it's just the idea that when you really pay attention to the reflections that are being reflected back at you, you're seeing the truth about yourself. Just embrace it. You know, those are the way we find the strengths within ourselves. The relationship thing, like I said before, it talks about counseling. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah, the thing is, it says counseling. The biggest card I got with you is counseling. It's like this. When I do this kind of work, there's a lot of advice, a lot of things we give to people and that kind of stuff that I also listen to. Okay, so I'm giving advice, but see, that goes back to the reflection we were talking about before. Everybody and everything reflects something back about you, back about yourself. So therefore, as I'm talking to you, also the information I'm giving you, I can also utilize for my own personal life. Of telling myself, it's time to let go. To realize we've done everything we can, and we get the best results from what? Being ourselves. I said this yesterday on the show. I said, guys, do me a favor. Stop making good impressions and just be yourselves. Because when you're making these good impressions, you're a liar. You're not being honest. Because you feel like you got to be something totally different than who you are to get a good impression or even get a spouse or anybody to even take notice of you. Not realizing one thing, that's you're having a lack of confidence in yourself and a lack of self-belief is what it is. So just realize that you are a special, unique creature that was put on this planet for one reason. Just because you are that unique person that everybody who's going to cross your path and every person that you're going to cross paths with, you're all going to learn something about each other. And if you really look at it and learn, all you're going to do is have these very, very happy, loving, close relationships with everybody who crosses your path. And in the process of doing that whole thing, don't be surprised if you also have that kind of relationship with yourself, where it wasn't as much work as you thought it was. It's just a realization of who you are. A realization, realistically, of who you are is to realize you always have been. It's just you had to come to that realization one day and say, okay, I am. I've seen this a lot of times with people, too. They'll come up to me and they'll go, you're awesome, man. You're fantastic. Well, thank you. I know I am. And thank you. And they were like, wow, that's kind of egotistic. I was like, no, I was just agreeing with you. Are you lying to me? And they go, no. I said, then what's wrong with me accepting that? And I've even had people sit here and tell me that, too. You should learn how to accept compliments. And then when I do, I get yelled at. So I'm saying you, it's the ideal, the same thing. Counseling for yourself is the ideal of saying, I am who I am. I always have. And when I realize that, I'll have somebody in my life just because of who I am. Not because of what I did. Because there's one thing my girlfriend used to sit here and look at me. She goes, it's amazing how people just gravitate towards you. I was like, I wonder why. And she's like, why is that? Because I'm being myself. I'm being truthful. I'm being honest. Even the people who lie to you, they're looking for the truth, which is kind of weird. But so it was kind of amazing to watch her, too, that she doesn't realize how awesome she is. That she doesn't have to try. It means that she does. Anyway, so I'm just sitting there kind of pondering and saying, well, shoot, I miss this person. Anyway, so this guy is going to something else here. But I'm just saying what the situation is, I've heard it a lot from a lot of people saying, well, I got to do this, this, and this, and this before I can actually find somebody. Really? Try this. It's a nice little meditation. It's where you become a magnet. You see yourself as a big copper conduit magnet, okay? And what you do is you focus, you close your eyes, you count from 10 to 1, just relaxing, 10, 9, 8. And as you get to 1, start feeling the magnetic pull of everything coming to you. And then use your visualization as you're doing this. See everything coming to you. Feel that gravitational. Feel it, I mean, just feel it where you can just feel people, things are just coming to you. You know, if you want to, you can even do like I do. I have my spouse is just... She's stuck to my right side, you know. Money, whatever, you know. Just you're sitting there looking at the situation. Every good thing to come to me. I have a goal of making $1,000 a week or $1,000 a pay period, and you see that, you see it. You can see it as a piece of paper that's just got your statement on it that you make about $1,000 every pay period or $2,000, whatever it is, or just the idea of more money coming to you. And when you start really feeling this magnetic pull, it's amazing how people come to me and say, hey, you know, it's kind of crazy because I found money in my savings account that I can't account for. Or my credit card, the deficit just got reduced and I haven't made a payment. And nothing ever comes of these things where it's just a fact. Or like I did one day, I was sitting there going, I have no furniture in my apartment. But for some reason, I'm coming in this, getting this prompting just to stay where I was at. Just to go lay down, and I laid down, and then about a half hour later, someone knocked on my freaking door. And I was like, okay, hey, what's up? And they go, this one guy just skipped town and left all his furniture in his apartment, and they wonder if you want it. I was like, let me think about that for a minute. The one that really freaked me out the most, I was talking to my friend on the phone one day, and I said, I'm getting cable. I got this bundle where I got phone and the internet and cable, but I don't have a television, so I guess I'm going to have to go to Walmart and get me a television. And she goes, oh, I got this television sitting here. It's a digital. It's almost brand new. It's a 25-inch digital television. She said, these people don't come back and get it. You can have it. And now it's sitting in my front room, so they never came back and got it. The same thing with my apartment. When I got my apartment, I was actually working in another apartment, which was an efficiency studio apartment. I was cleaning it up, and I was looking down here at this one. And I said, you know something, maybe I should go focus on a one-bedroom. I said, maybe I should get – I would love to have that one-bedroom apartment. But he had told me the day before that someone already put a – someone had already – I guess someone had already come down here and filled an application for this one. But the next day, after just nonchalantly saying, I would like to have the one-bedroom – Joe called me up the next day and said, oh, by the way, he said, I don't feel good about you going in that apartment. He said, I found that there's some things in the bathroom and the holes in the floor and that kind of stuff. And he said, it just needs to be redone all over again, the whole thing. So I don't really feel good about you being in there. But he said, the people that got the one-bedroom apartment didn't come back, so I want you to take your stuff and move it down there. I said, you mean I can just take my stuff and just move it down there? Just put it in there? He said, yeah. And then we'll catch up later on here, and we'll fill the lease out, and you give me the money, whatever. So I was telling everybody, I said, you see, the situation wasn't just the ideal of attracting a one-bedroom apartment, but it was also attracting people that were cooperative, who also worked with me to get what I wanted. I actually lived in this apartment for 2 weeks before I paid anything. And I already feel, I mean, seriously, I filled the lease out. And I told my landlord, I said, I don't get paid on the 1st. I actually get paid up on the 8th and the 20th. I get paid on the 8th and the 23rd. He goes, okay, no problem, we'll just change it. So we changed it to the 8th, which I've never seen anybody do that. They always say it's on the 1st or you're going to be late on your fees, and he freaked. So, but this guy here just said, okay, no problem. And then I think it was like 2 weeks later, he told me what to do and how to pay the rent and that kind of stuff. And then when it came in, I did. And it's just one of those things that in the process of letting the universe give you those necessities, I was able, I mean, somebody gave me two, what do you call those things? They're like floor lamps, the big ones. Yeah, someone gave me two of those. They match, and they look brand new. So that's what I'm saying. I got these chairs. I got these really nice chairs. And one day I was sitting there going, hey, buddy. I was sitting there talking nonchalantly, so I'd love to have a nice oak coffee table where I could do my readings in my home. And this lady looked at me, and she goes, I have one in storage. And I'll just give it to you. I said, okay, where's storage? She goes, right across the parking lot. Oh, really? I can have it now? And she's like, yes. The next thing I know, nonchalantly, just asked for a table. Now it's sitting in my front room, a nice oak round table. These two nice chairs, which were like $30 a piece. So I tell people in the ideal I'm not manifesting where people are just giving me their hand-me-downs. Okay, it's like I'm asking for certain things and getting them. There was actually a part, and I can't remember what the name of the book was, but it was an Adoring Virtues book where she was talking about where she did the same thing with a condo, where she basically sat down and described the condo she wanted to have. And it was just, she was like, would do these things. She would write them things down. She'd always get very detailed about what she wanted. And then she said that she would just, let it go. And then these promptings would happen where she said one day she was driving down the road and she got this prompting to drive down I call it an abandoned country road, which was actually just a dirt road kind of thing going on. So she drives back this whole thing. She sees this condo for sale. She's kind of shaky as she's trying to call the number because it's freaking her out. You know, even when you do the manifestation, sometimes it still freaks you out, okay? So she's sitting there doing this whole thing. She calls the guy. The guy comes in and she looks at the condo and everything else. And she got very bold and told the guy, this is what I would like to do. This is how much I like to pay. This is what I want to do. And I think this is very, very fair and all the thing. Da, 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 da. And the guy looked at her and said, okay. And she's like, well, shouldn't you contact the owner first and ask him about it? And the guy looks at her and says, I am the owner. Okay, so everything was very easy for her, how everything fell into place. And the thing is, I always describe these things in detail to everybody else because realistically, there's no difference in relationships. Everything's manifested in all the same way. It's the things that we would love to have, the things that we would love to do, and the things that we love, like want and do and desire and the whole thing, you know? But we've been taught that we have to compromise. Not realizing compromising is this is what starts the whole chain of reactions of having an unbalanced life. Because in the Bible, it really doesn't say compromise. It says you have not because you ask not. What you speak out your mouth, good or bad, you'll get. So why they call it New Age, I have no clue. Because you can trace it back thousands of years. So I don't know where the New Age thing comes in. Unless we got these dumbass kids out there going, I don't like that definition, so I'm going to change it. And even though it doesn't work, I don't like it. You just want to look at them going, why mess with something that works? Because there's actually two definitions. I actually saw this on the internet a couple of days ago, maybe last week. Archangel Shamuel, which I've always seen as the angel of love and relationships. I actually found a website where it says that Archangel Shamuel was actually the Archangel of War. Now, I had a problem with this. I had a problem with this concept, okay? The reason I did, because everything I've ever read anywhere else has a tendency to go toward the love part. And the idea of having an archangel for war kind of goes against the idea of what God's all about. Because God didn't really, if you sit and look at the history of the Bible and that kind of stuff, man created this, created these situations that God helped him out of. Maybe it was the idea of sneaking up on somebody and killing somebody, but man created the problem in the first place. And God was just kind of giving you the solution to get out of it. And usually since you're a human being and most of those human concept situations, he pretty much, we don't know. I mean, I think sometimes the interpretation gets a little messed up where God says, no, I didn't say that. But then again, I'm dealing with a human being here who's definitely totally human. So we have to sit and look at the situation of their perception and how they perceived it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Many words of wisdom there for me to ponder.
So when is your birthday?
In March.
Now, are you a Pisces or are you an Aries?
I'm an Aries.
Okay. So you're in the latter part of March then. I was sitting and look at the situation of your birthday and what it's all about and actually perceive what you feel and what you know of who you are, which means in the ideal of people look at me and say, you're 35, right? I'm like, hey, yeah, you sure? Yes, I am. See, that's their perception, what they see. So why should I argue? Because really putting the thing on the whole thing, if we're trying to sit there and manifest our lives the way we want because of how we feel, sitting there tacking this number on there, just kind of, it's a contradiction. It works against us. Okay? So what you want to do is you want to have, I mean, I used to have, right now if you come to my apartment, you'll see on the walls, I have these little poster boards, and they have affirmations on them. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we put the affirmations and do everything else precisely the way we're going to do it and the way we want the life to be. I have a thing on my poster board. I have a poster board for my relationship, and this is what I want because I'm looking, and I look at people and going, this is the person I'm going to marry and have a life with. How, you know, I know that. And people go, how do you know that? I just know and feel and live it, okay? So therefore, I have a tough time when people look at me and say, are you married? I'm like, should I say yes? Because I feel it. But I've done this before, too. It's a little exercise that when you talk to yourself, and people go, okay, this is crazy. Maybe it is crazy, but it works. Okay, I was sitting there one day, and people come up to me and go, okay, I had a perception in my head. I was working for the carnival, and I wanted to make $400 a week. Okay? I want to make $400 a week. Okay? So I got this ideal that if people, every time somebody asks me, how much do you earn a week? I felt like if I kept on saying, I earn $400 a week, I felt like I could attract the opportunity where that would actually be a reality. Mm-hmm. And about a week later, my boss was cleaning his golf cart out, and I just happened to be walking by, or did I? Because I've been telling everybody for a week, I make $400 a week. Thank you. How much you make a week? I make $400 a week. And I even talked to myself. I was sitting there going, hey, Don, how much you make a week? I make $400 a week. How much? $400 a week. You make $400 a week? That's great, man. $400 a week? Yeah. And I would just do this and just get that energy going, right? And a week later, I ran into my boss. I walk up to my boss. I've been doing this for so long. I walked up to my boss and I said, can I talk to you for a minute? He goes, yeah. I said, let me ask you something. I believe I deserved to earn $400 a week, and I would like to ask for a raise of $400 a week. He goes, really? How much do you make now? I said, about $350. I've been making $350 for 3 years, and I think it's about time I can make $400 a week. I work my butt off, and I do the whole thing. He looked at me, and he goes, well, everybody works their butt off. I didn't say a word. I just looked at him, and he finally looked back at me, and he finally said, okay, $400 a week it is. And he shook my hand, and he walked off. Just that freaking easy. And I was like, maybe I should have asked. I was sitting there saying it too. I said, maybe I should have asked for $450. You know? But it was, I've done that technique a lot where I'll just sit there and say, when people ask me, are you married? Yes, I am married. Oh, really? Who's the special girl? And I sit there and say those things. And when I sit there and do that, it's like you're building up the energy. It doesn't matter what is really going on at this moment. It's the ideal, the energy you're trying to generate is to be on the same frequency that will be a reality that you will be living.
Yeah.
So when you sit there and do a focus board for relationships in general, for example, okay, what you do is if you have a certain person, then you find pictures of you guys. You'll take it and you'll put you guys on the put you in the middle of the focus board, okay? And then you basically.
I don't have a partner right now, so how would I do that?
Okay. Just take a deep breath and say, here we go. Hold up. I was actually trying to find that just to make sure I'm doing it right. Some people call them treasure maps. Some people call them focus boards. Some people call them vision, focus, whichever one's good for you. Or some people call it the intent board. Because what you're doing is you're focusing your intentions on being successful. And what you do, like if it's for a relationship, okay, for a relationship, I do this all the time. I don't know why, I just won't tell you what I did. I got a picture of me and my special woman. I put it in the middle of the focus board, okay? Now, people that who don't have relationships, who want to be in a relationship, what you do is you find a picture that represents you as a couple that you could actually look at, okay? Mm-hmm. Or you can draw it, you can paint it. It's kind of amazing. Some people have actually found pictures of what they could see as the person they could see themselves with, and then when they finally do meet that person, it's kind of uncanny how the resemblance is. Okay?
Yeah,
so
I actually have a couple of pictures like that on my vision board now.
Okay.
I have a vision board for my whole life, what I want to manifest. A couple of pictures like that already.
When you focus on the focus board, you're focusing on everything as being as already happening, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like sometimes you got to watch what you put on your board. Yes, it's going to come true. You're like, no, it's already come true. On my board, it says, for example, this is great about having a wireless headset. like on my relationship thing, I got really specific about the whole thing where I said, I now have a wonderful, happy, committed, faithful, deep loving, expressive, respectful, honest, healthy, romantic, sexually fulfilling, sensual, spiritual soulmate, twin flame, relationship, marriage with, and then you fill in the blank, we are really learning to understand each other. Thank you. And then I put down at the bottom of that, I said, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. I even put things like together, now and always, sense of humor, romantic partners, laughter, awesome, awesome love life. And then I put down, I am with my wife, holding her in our new home, which I got a house right here. And I actually have a picture of both of us underneath the house. Well, underneath where I got the house is. And then I have a smack in the middle where I got kindness, happy couple, and a happy marriage. Magnetic attraction. We're very magnetic, attracted to each other. Committed to each other. She made 100% commitment. Respectful, faithful, committed, unconditional loving. And then you just put down happy ever after, heart-to-heart conversations. Compassion, relationship, harmony, celebration daily, a wedding of the century, happy times, now and always. I even put down at the top here, so-and-so wed me on, and the date I put up here. And I even have some prayers on here too, where it says, Dear God and Angel, Archangel Raphael, thank you for hearing and answering my prayer for me and so-and-so being together in this fantastic relationship marriage now. It was just all these things I started focusing on, but it was like I'm pretty sure you do the same thing where it was just something that just resonated with you. So you started cutting these things out and just put them on your focus board. And so
yeah.
If you want to have children, or if you want to have a great sex life with love, soulmate, twin flame, it's just that you're putting all these things on here, and the ideal of these are everything that you want in this relationship. I mean, I got clairvoyant, enchanted life, harmony, spiritual, soulmates, relationships, balance and focus, clairvoyant, abundance, romance, spirit.
Yeah, I have a list similar to that also. And I have my board all feng shuied, and I've been doing that for quite a while.
Right.
He hasn't shown up yet. So
what you got to do is change your format on that one. The ideal of saying everything happens in its own time. And I also, affirmations, okay? Affirmations. I had the one where I was sitting there looking at the thing, but I was trying to find that one. My thing is of working on a situation where I sit here and say, thank you, God and angels, for so-and-so showing up at my door, which led to us being together, living together, and being married now. Thank you.
Oh, you know? I like that. You've given me a lot of great tips. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I'm definitely going to do that magnetism visualization.
Yeah, because when you're saying, I mean, like I was sitting here talking to someone the other day, and it really ticked me off, okay? People sit there and say the secret really doesn't tell you everything. Realistically, it does, because when you watch the movie, we really learn from watching people and watching things that go on. We do like it when people explain things to us, but it's more by action. And if you watch The Secret, you'll see one part in there where the guy's a painter, so he paints a picture of how he wants his life to be in relationships and marriage. But see, he's putting the energy in there, so he's putting the intent, and he's focusing on the first part, ask. And then if you notice, they don't really talk about the middle part because that's none of your business. It's to focus on the outcome. But see, most people mess up on the situation because they kind of get construed on the freaking outcome. They think they want to meet somebody. That's the outcome. No, the outcome is actually the idea of living with that person and sharing your life with that person. Those are the visualizations you should be using, not the ideal realistically being together. I mean, there are certain details that you've got to look at and say, okay, like one lady kept on attracting married men all the time, and what's up with that crap? And I was sitting there going, well, I read this story, and the person suggested that they take the list and write on the list single men. And all of a sudden, by changing the format of her list, she started attracting single guys. She'd have a situation where guys wasn't emotionally available, so she put on there emotionally available. And by changing these outcomes, she changed her vibration. Because also, when you do the list, these are also pointing out things within yourself that you need to work on too. Okay? So she's thinking, seriously, people go, what's that mean? The lady had a perception that all the good ones are married. So she was attracting married men because her perception told her, and what her vibration was attracting married men because she felt like all the good ones are gone. They're all taken. They're all married. But when she changed her perception to being, no, I want to be with somebody who wants to be with me, who wants to have a life in the process of sharing with me as much as I can, so I feel comfortable to share with him. So really, you know, sometimes in a situation, like if you word it just right, you really don't have to get so descriptive. Just change a little bit of things here and there. So she changed her perception. I worked with this one lady. She wanted to get married so bad. Her energy was just like off the scale. Married, married, married. And she goes, how come the guys go out with me one time and they don't come back? Because I said, lady, I told her, I said, you really want to get married, don't you? She goes, how do you know that? I said, because the energy that comes off you, it comes off as married. I want to be married now. She goes, what's wrong with that? I said, guys already have a problem with commitment. I mean, you want to sit there and tone the energy down so you can actually get to the second date? So it was just the idea of changing her perception where she could actually let down that energy, which was like all in her head, thinking about it all the time. So she needed to put that, bring it back down to her heart. So they could have a heart-to-heart connection and actually get someone with the relationship.
Yes.
So it was crazy.
That's
you know,
for everything. I appreciate it.
You have
Thank
to go?
Thank you so much. And I'll check out that other website you mentioned, too. So thank you.
Also, what you want to you might want to try this, okay? I have this book. Can't get it back. The person I gave it to. I think this person here on this creative visualization is Shanti.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm actually pronouncing that right.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I lost you for a minute there.
Oh, I was saying this one book I got. Did you get the book?
No, I didn't hear that part.
I get the book. It's called The Soulmate Secret.
Okay.
It's by a lady named Ariel Ford.
Okay.
Another one. I didn't realize you wouldn't hear me. This is called Creative Visualization by a lady, by this person called. ATI.
Okay, you're all breaking up. I'm only hearing bits of what you're saying. I'm going to listen to you on the radio. I don't know if you can hear me. But, I mean, I'm going to listen on my computer.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, now I can.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, Sandy, check out this book called Creative Visualization. Usually when you pull it up, it just pops up. You can see the name and everything.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. And have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, man, you're all breaking up. But thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
It's okay. Let's see if we can change this.
I don't know, man. It's all crazy. All right. Let's try this again. All right, let's go to our next caller. And hello, area code 214. Are you there? Area code.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on. Shit. I'm trying out these freaking microphones, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I know. As I was listening to it on my phone, it was going in and out like the lady said.
I know. I changed headsets, and I'm trying to get this thing to work. Now I know I should have invested. You got me a headset a while ago. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. So, what's your name? I'm sorry.
It's Prem, P-R-E-M.
Prem, you were in the chat room.
I was, yes.
Haven't we talked before?
Yes.
There's a lady in the chat room called Medium Renee Richards. I would love to talk to this lady if she would call in. So I know there were some people calling in before, and I wish people would just be a little patient. I know sometimes the information and some of the stuff that comes out can be lengthy, but I guarantee it, if you listen, you might actually get an answer to your question without even asking. Because I've had too many people come on the show who said they have, so therefore we got proof, okay? So how you doing?
I'm doing very good, actually. Doing good. I actually just celebrated my birthday on the 30th, and so I was looking for, some guidance from my angel guides, and also in regards to, there's two questions. One as in housing status. Do I stay where I am at the moment? Or do I take up this offer from a lady who lives about 35 minutes away to stay with her and help her out? And my second question is, I had a friend who had stolen a lot of my things, and I'm not sure whether to take them to court or try again to contact this person to see if he'll return my things.
Really?
How that'll go.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Let's try this thing to work on this one freaking. Because I can hear you. I can hear you on one side, but I can't hear you on the other. I can't figure out why. Which is weird. Okay, say something. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Did you hear me
earlier? Oh, I heard you. I heard the questions and everything else. It was just like I said before. I can hear you in the right side, but I can't hear you in the left side. I'm like, okay, what is up with this crap? I know what I'm going to have to do now because I got the one, and I think what was happening with my other headset is it was doing really good there for a while, but it's also wireless, and we might have some interference. So I was thinking about where I had to plug it in or something. Where was the energy? You know, whatever. It happens a lot with energy.
Well, you know, this blue moon out last night, I couldn't even go outside. I had to stay inside. It was just pretty intense.
Yeah, I was telling everybody off, too. People are like, you're rude. I'm like, who gives a freaking crap's ass? Get out of my room, you know? Just get out of here. People are like, wow, shoot. I'm like, well, you come at, it's like we were doing some psychic work, and it was like these people come with this attitude, like, you got to help me. And I said, I can't really help people out with that kind of attitude. That I got to do something. I don't believe I got to do anything. I think it's all choice to the point of everything. I told a friend of mine, I was like, try fasting. And they go, well, I don't need to lose any weight. And I said, fasting is not for just losing weight or clearing out toxins. It's the idea of realizing that when you clear out toxins, how much this stuff does interfere with your perception, your senses. And when you cleanse your body out, it's amazing how, like with psychics, your abilities kind of like go off the scale. The blue moon, I think the blue moon was irritating me because people had asked me the question. So what do you think about this blue moon? I'll tell you the truth, I'm really getting sick of hearing about it. Because I said, you know, why didn't you guys ask the question about the blue moon before the blue moon happened? And then you probably could have used the energy to actually manifest things in a whole lot quicker way, because that's what I did. I was focusing on the whole thing, clearing my mind. I mean, I could almost see my girlfriend showing up at my door right now. And visualize and see the whole thing. And it was even a realization that says, look at all the things you're manifesting. You know, you moved into your apartment with no furniture, and now you got more furniture you can deal with. Everything seems coming to you. Why don't you think, why would you have any kind of insecurity about not manifesting your girlfriend and you being together again? And I was like, yeah, that's right. And everything else is just like, every time I say anything, boom, boom, boom. Even I sit there nonchalantly saying things. I was like, I'm sitting here looking at a situation and go, okay, let's look at the common denominator of how these manifestations are happening so quick. It's simply I just ask, and then I go right back to living my life.
Right.
And I would sit there and tell everybody flat out, okay, I understand when it comes to relationships because I'm living it. I mean, my guides and angels keep saying, let go of it. It's like almost like saying, the quicker you forget about her, the quicker she's back. I said, okay, that's a good concept. But you're talking to a Taurus who has to control everything, okay? So now you're telling me that the best course of action is no action? Come on. There's got to be an easier way. And actually what's so funny about it is exactly my guides and angels are doing what? Presenting an easier way. But my perception is hanging on to there has to be some constructive, like physically doing something, when realistically what it's saying to me is that you've planted seeds. You have told this person how much you care about them. In depth, the whole thing. You told him everything. You've also seen the reactions from her too, as well. And you know it's a certainty. Okay, so now it's time to prove it. You have all these connections. You have connections. You have a bond, and you have a great love between two each other. Why can't people trust those things? I'm experiencing the same thing. I do trust it, but it's like all these other concepts, which I've been teaching people too, because it's like a great learning lesson right now to teach people how to actually manifest relationships in the process of letting go and watching everything fall into place for you. Because realistically, when you met that person, that's exactly what the universe did. It wasn't like you called that person 2 weeks before you met him. We're going to meet at McDonald's and we're going to have a relationship. No, but your intention was put out there. Okay? So it all fell into place. But see, with all these things in place, I don't see why we don't all have more faith in relationships than we do. And I think it's because we don't have faith in ourselves. And it's a learning experience to find out your strengths and what you're strong about doing. Because right now, the more I refrain from actually communication with the person, because I feel like it's the best course of action, because they need to have that time for themselves to realize what they're doing. Because it's like last week we were talking about this too. I said you cannot allow yourself to give in to less because they won't look at it for what it is. They will never look at it for what it is if you give up the dream and fall down to their level. You need to sit there and focus and say, I'm sorry. You'll be friends? I'm sorry. Just be realistic and be honest with yourselves, okay? We're more than friends. And this was a thing I heard too. Somebody sat there and said, I guess you don't love me enough to be my friend. Now, does people hear the contradiction in that bullshit? Here's a person who won't acknowledge and who will not sit there and accept the feelings they have for you, but then they want to question your love for them. When all look at the reflection. What is that reflecting back at them about themselves? How they're not being honest with themselves. So we have to be firm about what we know and refuse to settle for less. Because if we don't, they're not gonna, we're reflecting that back at them. How are they ever going to have the realization and learning thing if we give in to them? We're not, and when they can look at it like this, so they can look at it, well, you're trying to get me to give in. No, I'm just trying to get you to see the truth, because I refuse to give up the truth. Different thing. You know, we look at the situation. I was telling people last week, don't worry, guys, the book's coming out in about 6 months. And we'll give you all the information you need to do to have a great relationship. Because a friend of mine told me today, she sat there and said, you people haven't reached that level yet. I said, yeah, they have. And I'm going to write the book so we can all get to the same level. You know, it's like just telling people, like, less is more. And people are kind of, like, weird about that one, too. So what's that mean? It's the ideal. There's a time to be and there's a time to do. If you sit there and look at your life, okay, if you've done everything right, you've done the doing part. Now it's time to be and let it come to you. With your situation, you're probably sitting there going, okay, what do I need to know all that for? I just want to move or not move. But it falls in the parameters of getting what do you want to do? Because it's the ideal of, if you look at the situations I was describing, when people refuse to acknowledge their feelings, it's a fear. Okay? So it's like asking yourself, right now, am I making a decision because I feel like if I don't, okay, that just the way it sounded. Am I making a decision because if I don't do this, something's going to happen? That's a fear. So you don't make that decision. You don't do it because you're making it because you feel like if you don't, like a call. Like you feel like you want to call somebody because you're scared if they don't call, or you don't call them, they're never going to call you again. Do you see how you're feeding the fear? Okay, but I guarantee if you call that person at the moment, it's going to be two fears feeding off each other because they haven't called you because they're still dealing with themselves. And you're not dealing with yourself because your fear just basically got you to do something that you know deep down inside you shouldn't have done. Isn't it amazing? Have you ever thought about this, guys? Isn't it kind of amazing that friends and family, they could call us 20 times. If we don't pick up the phone or we keep missing the call, do we worry about it? No, we know for a fact that we're going to cross paths. No big deal. Why can't we live our relationships the same way?
Well, the thing is, I had called and left, like, two voicemails, just never heard back about what he was deciding to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, with the situation, I get a really strong impression that you shouldn't do anything. Because you were saying, should I go or should I stay? I keep getting the impression you should stay right where you're at.
Okay.
How's that feel?
Fine.
Because, I mean, I was sitting here talking about the same thing with communication. I mean, I was looking at my situation and going, okay, every time I don't communicate and don't do something, I just feel like that it's putting a person in a position to actually take a look at the truth and to realize that in some cases, if you're not with them, it's like, how we put this? It's like, okay, a person refuses to acknowledge how they really feel about you, okay? They keep putting you in situations that you keep getting hurt, all right? You decide that this person is pushing you away, so you decide to turn around and keep going because you're tired of getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that a good decision? Is that a good decision or a bad decision? I think it was a good decision because it wasn't made out of fear. It was made out of what you felt like it was best for you to do at that moment. That it's actually a good outcome. But if you keep yourself in the situation and you keep putting yourself through the pain and the hurt and everything like that, you cannot longer blame that other person. Of course, they are not in the right about what they're doing, But then again, you chose to keep yourself there. So it's a choice of putting yourself in harm's way where you're always getting hurt. Okay? So there. So we look at the situation. Either way, this person made a decision. It was their decision. So the other person is not the fault or not the problem. The other person is actually the answer to your question that you can actually find out about yourself. Take a look at the person. What do you see about yourself? Sometimes people always look at the situation and go, okay, what's the bad reflection? Why does it always have to be a bad reflection? It's just a reflection to learn from, okay? It's like karma.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as bad or good karma. Karma is learning lesson, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, people said, have you ever heard people say that? Hope karma gets you. Like some girl down the street is going to shoot you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was sitting there going, the whole thing, we can learn from the people. So I sit here and look at the other person, and I said, okay, this person refuses to acknowledge and accept how they feel. Okay? They refuse that when you – this is amazing, too. You do card readings. You do psychic readings. The signs. Everything tells them what you're saying. It's backing up everything you say. And they say, maybe so, but I'm going to do what I want to do. Okay? What they're saying is they hear the guidance, too. They're actually saying you're right. Okay? They're actually saying you're right. The readings and all these things, they're all right, but I'm going to do what I want to do. Not realizing that's why your freaking life is pretty much all screwed up and you're not really content. Anybody who sits there and says, I want to do what I want to do and I want to be happy, I can guarantee you they're not happy and they're not doing what they want to do. And I said, you know why I can tell you that? With 100% guaranteed, I can tell you that they're not, because they're telling you. People who are doing what they want to do with their lives, people who are happy, are too busy. What are they doing? They're too busy being happy and doing what they're doing to talk about it. So I guarantee you, you got a person standing in front of you who says, okay, that's great, I'm going to do what I want to do because I want to be happy. They're lying to themselves, and they're lying to you. Okay, so what are you going to do in that situation? Do you sit there and keep yourself in it? I think we should look at people like this. Okay, well, sure, this is a person more likely you love them. You really care about them. And the reason you're pretty much angry with the situation is because you can see the potential of what they just said. I want to be happy. I want to do what I want to do. You can see it. You can see the choices. You can see how they can be happy. You can see how they could be really happy doing what they want to do. Okay? So you really care about this person. You want the best for them. Okay? So when you look at the situation, what's happening? You're angry. You're not really hurt. I think you're more angry than anything else because they keep shooting you down because you can see the best for them. We don't realize we need to take a step back and look at the situation and ask yourself, why won't this person accept it? Accept me? Accept the help? And accept what they see too? That's why we need to learn from them too. We look at the reflection, what it reflects back at us. See, they're indecisive. That reflection back actually reflects back to us that we do know what we're talking about. We are firm. They've even acknowledged it. They sit there and said, hey, for example, with readings and stuff, they said, yeah, okay, the card said that, the psychic said that, okay, but I'm going to do what I want to do. You just had a confirmation that they said that you're right, but I'm going to do what I want to do. So what you got to do, what can you learn from this person about yourself? It's the ideal. You are living the truth, and they're living a lie. That's why I always say it's very crucially important for you to be yourself at that moment, and don't underestimate yourself, because eventually they're gonna sit down, because they do have feelings for you. That's what they're scared of. They're scared of that vulnerability. They're scared of losing themselves. And it's kind of amazing how people get themselves in relationships and they're scared to death of losing themselves, not realizing they're not losing themselves. What they're actually doing at that moment is they're actually with somebody that they can be totally, completely themselves. So what they're doing is, what are they running away from? They're running away from something special. Not realizing that special thing they're running away from is themselves, because it reflects back and forth between each other. And more likely, I've seen this a couple of times, where we have a relationship with a girl or a guy sitting there looking at the other person going, you're awesome, you're fantastic, you're great. They compliment you all the time. Then you're sitting there going, they run away. You're sitting there going, okay, what happened? What's wrong with me? When you should be listening to what they said to you as the answer. They just said you're awesome, you're great. Did you ever think that maybe the problem is you're the best thing that ever happened to them. And they're trying to figure, they're trying to actually conceive in their minds that they actually got what they wanted. And now we sit here and tell everybody, that's what we always tell everybody, are you ready to get exactly what you want? Because there's several people we've seen that got exactly what they wanted, and guess what happened? They freaked. So, I think the hardest part about this situation is, too, is realizing on our part of the whole thing is there's nothing we can do but be who we are and hope they see it. But I think we should take it one step further and say, okay, we are who we are. How could they not see it? And have some faith in that. And start your nice focus board with that kind of intent, with that kind of energy put into the whole thing. I guarantee you success on the outside of that one. Okay, you said mm-hmm. you were talking about the moving thing. There was a second question, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I'm listening. Yeah, it was, do I stay where I'm at the moment, or do I take up this offer to stay at this lady's place, and it's for free, but I get to help her out and all that stuff. It's just that it's about 35 minutes away.
I don't know. When I look at the situation, it comes off as a... It's a good opportunity, but it also comes off as something that can be limiting, I guess.
Can be what?
Be a limit. Limiting.
Oh, yeah. I kind of had that feeling.
Yeah, it's kind of a limit to the situation. Once you put yourself into the whole thing, it actually takes things away from you.
Yeah.
I can understand the side of you that wants to help the lady. I was just wondering if you could actually stay where you're at and still help her out anyway.
Right.
I mean, when you focus on the situation of you, I think you can make either situation work out in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the one of actually living with her can be a little more challenging.
Because I can understand what you're saying. I think it's one of those that you see as an opportunity that can actually help you out financially too, right?
I think so, yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Dallas, Texas. It's just that, I mean, I don't have a car, so I think it would be more challenging if I moved to this lady's place.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the moment I'm at my sister's, so I, you know, have the opportunity to use a car.
Right.
It's on a limited basis, but at least, you know, it's something.
At least you got it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying with the situation, we've actually discussed relationships, focus boards, and everything else. I was trying to figure if we actually crossed everything.
That was actually checking the situation out, going, okay, we got some things going on here. Well, I just felt like it was really important, crucially, to talk to people. And then people came in, and Carrie Phillips, is that you? No, where are you? You're not in the chat anymore, are you? Hello?
Yeah.
No, I said you're not in the chat, are you?
No, I'm not on the chat. I was earlier, but I closed my computer.
Oh, okay, no problem. I was just making sure that I was actually not seeing you.
Let's see. I was looking at Carrie Phillips and say, Carrie Phillips, if you could call in, it'd be great. I'd like to talk to you.
Hello, hello, hello. So maybe
I wonder if there was any advice for my spirit guides also.
Yeah, try to listen to yourself. You listen to yourself, but then there's that little human side that comes in from time to time, being too logical. The spiritual guidance that you get sometimes really defies reality, but always has a very positive outcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what I get the most. I was actually looking at your area code, too, and I wanted to look up in a book. And my angel number is 214. Mm-hmm. There we go, 214. You are supported
archangels and angels, give them any cares or worries, because as your mind is illuminated with joy and faith, you attract more favorable outcomes. Here you go. Let me see if we had to read the number, huh? I was thinking about something. Like, whoa. Anyway, so I'm looking at the freaking book here, and it says, you're looking for some things to change the outcome of a lot of situations and more opportunities. The light within me is creating miracles in my body, mind, and affairs here and now. There's a good one for you. I am now being guided to the perfect solution to this problem. My inner wisdom is guiding me now and always. Well, it's one of those things you shoot out there. It says, God is showing me the way now. Divine love goes before me and prepares the way. I had one lady sitting here talking about, she said, my path is being illuminated. Can you tell me who's illuminating my path? I said, yes, I can. And she goes, who's that? I said, you. With all the guidance that you accept and follow, illuminates you as a person. So it illuminates your path.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see things very clearly. I mean, look at the... So we started talking the other day. I said, why do people have this big concept, okay, that God is this being who's 20 feet tall, who has a beard, and he looks like he's 90-some years old? When we all know that God is the Omega, which means no beginning, no end, no age, never ages, the whole big thing going, okay? I'm trying to figure out the perception here, right? And I said, also look at yourself. You're made in the image of God, and you don't look like you're 90 years old. You don't have a beard down to your freaking ankles, you know? Well, most women don't, but you know what I'm saying. Because when you look at the situation, and you can look at it any way you want to, the perception... Realistically, it says Adam is made in God's image. So who is Eve made in? Whose image? No one ever asked that question. I thought that was kind of interesting itself. To actually get somebody's perception and thoughts and insights in on that one. Because I was talking to this one lady. I said, why does your man think he owns you? Because realistically, in some sense of the word, Eve was created from Adam. And God and Adam was created God created Adam, and then Eve was created from Adam. And some people say the concept was the reason it was done that way because we also had some other lady named, who was the lady that came before Eve? She was made like Adam, but she had a tendency. They said that she kind of like abused her authority and wanted to control everything. And so therefore, when Eve was made, she was actually created from Adam, so they were actually truly a part of each other as one, which is the idea of creating the ideal soulmate, twin flames, of connection. So it's just a different, just a simpler way of putting it. So actually, I guess you could sit and look at it saying that Eve was made in Adam's image. But it is kind of a weird kind of concept, isn't it? That she's got long hair and she's a different concept. But it's actually, Adam and Eve are actually, I guess you would say, the as one, they actually represent God as a one. Oh, we lost somebody. This was a crazy concept, wasn't it? We're trying to get us a different perception on that one. Well, let's hope she calls back. If you want to give a call in here and get a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. We'd love to sit down and talk to you and have a great time. And since we have no one in the queue, maybe we should chuck in with the chat room. Maybe we get some questions answered in there. So if you're in there and you'd like to ask a question, just think about it. What kind of question would you like to what kind of question would you like to ask in the chat room? So let's check that one out here. Let's go to the chat room. Say hello. How are you? Would love to call, but working on stats while listening, and I'm logging in for calls for the line I work for. So, Carrie, I always tell people, you're talking about stats while listening, and I'm logged in for calls for the law and I work for. Okay, Carrie Phillips, why don't you tell us who you are? What kind of line do you work for? Can we like give you some advertising that people would call? And maybe we can sit here and take my romance angel cards and actually pull a card for you. What do you think? What do you think? Anyway, guys, I'm going to do this real quick, okay? I got to do something real quickly here. So you go ahead and stay right there, Carrie. I'm going to sit there and play a song for everybody. And I'm going to... It's a great song. It's called... I can't remember what it's called. Hold up. Let's see... Let's play this one, Crystal Ball. I'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. And this nice little song by Styx called Crystal Ball, which I thought that was kind of fitting for this show. Since it's a psychic spiritual, it's a spiritual show with psychics and Crystal Ball. Here you guys go. Listen up.
I used to like to walk the street and I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through ceaseless dreams, all alone and trapped in time, all alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me, and then tell me again. My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me.
Ouch. All right, guys, that was actually Styx, Crystal Ball. It's I think it's Tommy Shaw playing guitar and singing. So therefore, hey, check it out. It's actually 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs. We're actually between Manitou Springs and Colorado Springs. And it's 9/1/2012. We're actually in September, aren't we, guys? That's kind of crazy in itself. So we're kind of losing our minds, and we'll be okay. Things are kind of like cruising and that kind of thing, but is it really a bad thing? It depends on your perception, isn't it? So therefore, let's keep that in mind. And let's go into, we got some, I'll say it was in the chat room for a second. Carrie, she is a person. Okay, we got cjphillips1@hotmail.com, or call her to schedule at 907-942-3359. She's also, I do private reading. She does private readings. She does tarot. She's intuitive. She is a pet psychic. She does private readings with that as well. And she can be reached, or she can be contacted through www.blogtalkradio.com/intuitivetalk with Carrie. Again, you can also reach her at cjphillips1@hotmail.com or call her at 907-942-3359. All right. I can't promote them through Block Talk Radio. I find it silly. Anyway, I don't know about you, Carrie, but I've actually gotten a lot of readings through here and a lot of people to work with and that kind of stuff. It's kind of really great. Let's try that one, huh? What else? Yeah, once I go to my website, it seems like it's a different thing, and we have all kinds of different formats and that kind of stuff. So, Carrie, have you ever thought about working on Orandom.com? Go check that out. It's kind of interesting. I was going to say something else, but I can't forget what it was. Oh, okay, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome. We just went through the whole thing. I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man, and this is my show, Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link. Talk radio here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's now 7:32 p.m. and we have some time left. So if you want to give us a call and get a reading with us, please do so at 646-721-9031. Or for private readings, give us a call at 740-500-8863, or call me on my home phone at 719-344-8699 if you're here in the Colorado area, Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs, Denver, and Conair, or contact me to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have a special going on for September, which is 5 30-minute sessions for only $100. So call us now. We'll be glad to sit down and talk to you about it and give you all the details and all the things we do. Let's get back to our callers. Let's go to caller 613. 613 Erica, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good, thank you. I spoke to you, I don't know if it was last week, about Cameron.
Yes, I'm not sure when it was too, but I remember Cameron. It's one of those unique names, and you have one of those unique voices, so I was like, yes, I remember you.
Yeah.
So you couldn't just, so have you called us to tell us good news or to yell at me or what?
Or what? Oh, no, I'm kind of still in the same spot, just kind of checking in on things I don't know, have any more insight with regard to him.
Well, he's an ass. No, I'm just kidding. But there's some days when you have certain things and certain situations. It's kind of funny when you just sit and talk about people and they go, okay, he's never like that. When you can actually pick up at least 2 or 3 days he was. But it's just getting the full three-dimensional bits and pieces of people, you know?
Yeah.
They realize that you're in love with them because of those infractions as much as the things that you love about them. The thing I get the most with you, when you look at the situation and you sit there and look at it for what it is and say, okay, has anything changed? I really don't get anything different than what we talked about before. Give us a little bit of insights to the situation, because I'm pretty sure there's some listeners right now going, okay, we have no idea what they're talking about. Can you do that for us?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just we reconnected through Facebook, I guess, 2 years ago. We went to high school together, and we've been talking for, 2 years, and I recently saw him, and he was like, I saw him on a Friday night, and he was like, affectionate as could be, and then the next day was like completely
opposite. Yeah.
And I haven't heard from him since. So
I just wish I could sit down with people and go, and, you know, just look them in the face and go, okay, what do you think you're actually accomplishing with this kind of stuff? Because it's like you want to just look them in the face and go, okay, if we could actually do a little video for you right now, watch and basically show you what you're doing right now. You probably wouldn't even recognize yourself.
Yeah.
And we've actually done that before, too. I've actually taped people on a tape recorder. And then I'll sit here and talk to them like a friend. We'll sit here and talk to them. Oh, I got this client. You know, I was wondering if you could actually listen to this tape and tell me what you would do in a situation like this. And what kind of advice would you give them? Not realizing that most people, when they tape themselves, they don't realize their voices are not the same as they hear it coming out. What they hear with their ears is different things. So you play it to them, and they give you advice. It's kind of funny, too, to watch them do it. They go, well, what I would do with this person has a really big problem. And, you know, and this is what I would do. And I said, well, I guess you should take your own advice. And they go, why should I do that? Because that's you on the tape recorder. Really? And some people think that's kind of like, you know, putting it out there, but everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, if it's happening, they consider and say, I'm not ready for this realization, but it's happening at the moment. So then it like a contradiction. So we have with Cameron. Cameron hears a lot of things all the time, and there's just certain things he's not willing to deal with right now, the idea of pulling away like he did. So it gives you a confirmation that what is real, that you knew was real, it's just a confirmation that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask yourself, what is there to do? Realistically, there isn't anything to do, but to maintain. Because, see, a lot of people in this situation will do this. They'll sit there and go, okay, this person's scared of me. So they make themselves less of who they are. Not realizing we already have a person who's feeding into fear, and so are you now. Now the relationship has headed down a path that there's now fear on both sides. And you have to ask yourself one thing. People ask the question, how can we get this relationship back on course? First of all, you got to remember, where was it going good? Well, on Friday, it was going great. Very factional, the whole thing. So you got to take yourself back to Friday, look at the situation and how it played out. Not to find what you did wrong, but to actually find what you did right. Because what you did right was what made him pull away, not what you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a different concept for you, huh? People are going, what?
Do you know, like, if I'll hear from him anytime soon, or...
Well, the impression I get is yes. I'm not really sure when, because I get a very indecisive man, so therefore the timing goes back and forth. I get about a week. But there's other things that go back and forth. I keep getting intense. Intentions in here, it's one thing too.
Sorry?
Intentions. When I sit there and talk to people, they're like, okay, is he going to call? Do you want him to? What is your intent? Do you want him to call? Are you really ready for that? Or do you want to communicate with him? Are you ready for that? Because it seems like in some sense of the word, because of what happened, you have to ask yourself the question, are you ready? Or is there any kind of like I was talking to a lady friend of mine, she was like, I want to see this guy, but I'm so angry with him because of what he did, I might actually punch him. Okay, so it's the idea of asking yourself, with what happened and with what unfolded, is there any resentment? Because even in a nice, calm conversation, the resentment might come to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
it's something to think about, right?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm ready to communicate with him.
I just keep getting this weak thing, okay? So therefore, make your intentions, okay? I've done this too. I want to see my girlfriend, and I want to see her now. I want her to give me a call. I want to sit down and talk, and I really want to sit down and just have a great conversation, work things out, and get back together, and live together. Okay, so that's like, you know, reason I say that because I've seen it happen. I mean, what was it? The one I did the other day. Oh, it was about readings. I was sitting there yesterday, and I was like, okay, I'm basically my account has zero. I miscalculated something. I thought I was going to get another deposit, but I miscalculated. I'm sitting there going, instead of worrying about it, what I did was I sit back and said, okay, I am going to do three readings today. No big deal, and I'll have all the money I need, and we'll go to the grocery store, it'll be great. And before the day was over with, I had got two. It might have been three. But the point was, mm-hmm. they happened just that quick. Same day. You know?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying with the situation, relationships are not any different. People think we're manipulating people, but realistically, if you look at the situation, I'm sitting here saying, I want my girlfriend to call me today. I don't care why she's not or why she isn't or what's this resistance between her is. It's the idea of my intent out there. The universe is saying, okay, this focus on the situation, clear the obstructions, the blocks, and everything else is keeping this person from actually making a decision of something she really wants to do anyway, and then it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with here. I keep getting, and every time you sit here talk to you, I keep getting a week. It's like 5 days to a week. Now, it depends on people's perceptions. My perception of a week is 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Five days is a work week. So I get between 5 to 7 days.
Oh, really?
So the situation is also intense of actually using the visualization of seeing this person calling you on the phone. Sit there and watch him put his fingers on the digits. And I've actually done that too. I'll sit and call somebody 3 times and never answer the phone, right? So I'll call them and I'll say, answer the phone, and they'll answer the phone every time.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to Walmart. We've also probably seen this in The Secret, right? You go to Walmart and I want to get a parking place. So I pull in. This was funny too because I go to Walmart. I want to park up front. And I always get a parking space up front, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to Walmart. I get to Walmart, I'm driving around going, I don't see my parking place. My guide came to me and said, well, you never asked. Oh, shoot, I forgot to ask before I showed up. So I said, I want a parking place in front. As I'm coming around the curve the last time, someone pulls out of this parking space just as I'm coming up so I could actually just pull right in.
Wow.
So I was like, intentions. You'll be amazed when you put it out there and just forget all about it. And all of a sudden it just pops up. In my situation, at least one of those situations, it's basically what it is. I ask, and I go right back to doing what I was doing. And then all of a sudden it happens. All of a sudden, see, that's what I'm saying. It's easy. So what's your situation? You really want to talk to this guy. So the ideal is saying the same thing.
Yeah.
What do you really want? I want to talk to Cameron, and I want to talk to him today.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him on Tuesday.
Does he want to talk to me, though?
It doesn't matter. See, we don't care what Cameron wants. We're focusing on what you want, which is the universe is going to line everything up so you can have what you want. So we don't have to worry about Cameron. That's Cameron's job, okay? All we want to worry about is you and say, what do you want? Here we go. I got an affirmation for you. Let's try this one if I can find it. Here we go. Here it is, right here. I lost it again. Here we go. All difficulties between me and Cameron are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful relationship. Or you can sit here and say, all difficulties between me and Cameron are now being dissolved, and which led to him calling, and we had a great conversation. Thank you. If you want the relationship, I would go with the relationship one.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Yeah. Okay.
So give those a whirl, so that kind of thing going on. But I'm just saying, the thing I get the most is the idea of certain things, you know, we talked about before, and one of the words that comes up the most is just intentions. Because like I said before in the show, we're all manifesting stuff, either intentionally or unintentionally.
Yeah.
So therefore, make your mind up what you want. Do I want Cameron? Yes. See, that's the biggest thing we all worry about. What does he want? Who cares? If you're sitting there focusing on the situation, what you want, and the idea of conversation, communication, and your relationship, more likely to have that happen, you both will be on the same page. So that's why we don't have to worry about the other person, because it's their responsibility to worry about what they want to do with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we put it out there, and how we know the universe is not going to sit there and prompt them to call you. Well, they will.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And give us a call back and tell us how things are going, okay?
I will.
Alrighty. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go into our next caller, which is actually area code 484. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am a little tiny stressed because I do not know where I stand in a relationship right now with a person.
You don't know where you stand. And why don't you know where you stand? I mean, when you sit there and focus on you, okay? Focus on you. And you focus on that thing we call the heart. And say, what do you hear when it comes to the connection that you have with him?
Well, the problem here is, you know, it's off and on his actions. I'm confused because, you know, he's unsure, I think. And then he has a coworker that was telling me some things, and I don't know if it's all true or if she's just making stuff up because she's unhappy in her relationship and maybe she was telling him bad things. And I text messaged him tonight and kind of confronted him, and he's like, I don't know who. And I said, I am not telling you who, but I need to know because this person told me they told you to quit coming over here seeing me. So you must have been saying bad things to this person, and they told you, well, then quit going over there and seeing her then. So I confronted him, and he just says, I don't know, okay, I don't know who, and stuff like that. And I've been, you know, wanting to go out to the movies or something with him and this and that for the whole month of August, because I didn't see him since August the 6th. And mm-hmm. he keeps saying, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, what the heck is the problem here?
Mm-hmm. What is the problem here? So let's take a look at the situation real quick and ask one question. What do you want?
Well, I would like to know if you see me and Danny, you know, straightening this out and getting back on track and going out on more dates and just enjoying life.
Okay. I understand that, sweetie, but what do you want to do?
That's what I would like to do, just go out and enjoy life and forget all this other nonsense.
Okay, then once you walk away from the situation and say forget it. What I mean by forget it, I'm not saying give up on it. I'm just saying walk away from the situation because right now it doesn't seem like he's on the same page as anybody right now. You need to sit there and do one thing, too. Take the world out of it. And realize it doesn't matter what people say, what they don't say. You're sitting there focusing on a relationship that you want to have with him. And by the way, what is his name?
Danny.
Okay, Danny.
Well, I don't even know if he wants to be with me. That's what I'm trying to figure
okay,
out.
Okay, I understand, sweetie, but listen to me. This is how relationships work, and this is what makes them strong and what makes them go where they're going to go, is by your intentions of what you want to do. That's why I keep asking you, what do you want to do? Not what you want this thing to turn out to be. What I'm saying is, what do you want in a relationship? And because right now I get the impression when I look at this thing is, you're just, basically he's determining what this relationship's going to be or not be. And I'm asking you, what do you want? Because realistically, when you look at the situation, the information that comes to me, is this going to go anywhere? Only if you walk away and leave him alone. Completely. And don't communicate with him until he actually picks the phone up and calls you. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to any rumors. Don't listen to anybody else. Because seriously, if you don't hear it from straight from the source, it's all it is rumors. And it's all it's going to do is make you feel bad. So you're sitting there going, is it going to be... I just said, yes, it can be if you're willing to do that. One thing is walk away from the situation now because there's nothing you can do or say at this point that's going to get him to say anything that you want to hear.
Well, how long am I going to have to wait until he gets his act together? Because, you know, I played the waiting game in prior relationships, and all I did was waste my life away.
No, you didn't. You found out about yourself. Nothing in life is a waste of time. And if you see it as a waste of time, then you didn't learn from the experience. You didn't learn from the reflection that person's... And look, this is the cool thing about the thing, okay? You can go back and look at each one of those relationships and still learn from the reflection that they were casting back about you, about yourself. If you're not willing to do the work, all you're going to do is keep creating the same thing over and over again. Right now, you have a perfect opportunity not just to walk away and wait
You have a perfect opportunity to walk away from the situation and really get to know who you are and what you really want, need, and desire. Because right now you're sitting, Danny is basically determined that, and that's not what that's not his job. He's supposed, and realistically, he doesn't even know what he wants. So why would you want to sit there and rely on him as direction or what you should do with this relationship when you should be taking the leadership role in this thing because you do know what you want and going after it? And then telling yourself, okay, if Danny can't give it to me, what are you doing? You're hanging on to, it's like hanging on to a person.
I mean, I've known Danny ever since I was a kid, and, you know, we have that good friendship bond. And then I decided to, you know, ask him out and start dating him in June. And he just got out of a bad relationship in February. And next thing you know, we got real close, and he pulled away.
So let's look at the situation, the bad relationship he was in, and realize that maybe in some sense of the word, he was just giving you bullshit that he was actually a cause of the breakup. Because this emotional thing he's got going on didn't just happen in the last relationship.
Well, I mean, What is going to go on here? Does he even want to be with me or no? I mean...
Let me ask you... Okay. I keep asking questions. I'm not getting any answers. Let me ask you a question. Let's say this guy doesn't want to be with you, and he just doesn't want to do it. That's why you keep making all the excuses. Does that make you less of a worthy person?
No, but I would like to know where I stand, because...
Okay, where do you stand? You stand right where you're sitting at. I'm saying to you right now, I want you to sit and ask yourself that question. Ask yourself right now.
Yes.
What does it make a difference on how Danny perceives me on what I should actually be doing right now at this moment in my life? Shouldn't I be making that decision myself and say, okay, Danny, I'm a fantastic, awesome person, and you can't see that? You're lost. So why are you sitting here using Danny to justify who you are? Because that's basically what you're doing right now. I'm saying, okay, where do I stand with Danny? I'll tell you where you stand with Danny. Danny doesn't know. Because Danny doesn't know.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay. Why doesn't he know when he already got involved with me and we were going out, we were dating, everything was good?
Okay. Let's put it this way. Everything you've done up to this point, you've done right. That's why he's running away from you. Or ignoring you. I don't think he's ignoring you. I just think he doesn't really know how to. I don't think he really knows how to confront you. Like I said before, it's like looking at a situation and going, oh, wow, I'm the best thing that ever happened to Danny, and Danny can't deal with it.
So are you saying that Danny knows that I am really good for him and he can't handle it? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. The reflection scares him because it actually reflects back in him. Sometimes I wish people would learn. The reflections that reflect back at you is about yourself. So you look at Danny. Look at Danny and ask yourself, what does Danny reflect back at you about yourself?
I really don't understand the question. I mean, I look at Danny and he's a wonderful person and he has good qualities and he's a volunteer firefighter and There's everything in him that I like.
Okay. I'll do an example for you. I told my friend this. She looked at me and said, you're a great, awesome person. I looked back at her and said, yes, you are. Well, yes, I am, because you are too. It's a reflection. So when you look at the situation, what is wrong with Danny? There ain't nothing done. Realistically, when you look at the situation, there's nothing wrong with Danny. He's just having a hard time making a decision what he really wants to do. I think.
Okay. So if I leave Danny alone, do you see Danny making a decision down the road to be with me or get into a relationship with me?
Really? This is the way it works. Danny will come to a conclusion on how he feels about you, and then he'll gravitate towards you, and then you'll have a great conversation, and you'll get. And I get the impression you'll get back together.
Do you know when this is going to happen?
Well, right now, sweetie, it actually depends upon you if you can do it. and you actually cut communication off and say no more until Danny calls you? No, everybody wants to turn and get on my case about the questions and the questions. Proceed, proceed, proceed. Do you realize that every action that you make actually changes the future, changes the outcome? And by the actions that you do or don't do, is the idea of trying to help somebody to go through this little maze of saying, you want a relationship with Danny? I mean, personally, I look at the situation as there's a lot of codependency here going on, that you feel like if Danny's the one, and Danny, I got to do all this stuff, or I just won't feel good about myself if I can't be with Danny. What does Danny reflect back at you? Okay, when you look at Danny, what's the mirror image of what reflects back at you? Can you see through Danny? Can you actually see the great person you are? Or do you see insecurities?
Yes, I can see the great person I am. I treat him well. I see who I am. He compliments me. He says, you know, I'm a great girl. I'm a good girl. You know, it's good, but he don't want to go out. He just keeps saying, I don't know.
Yeah, but see, you're thinking by him not telling you don't know, you're acting like you're confused. When you really listen to yourself when he says, I don't know, you know he's being indecisive. I just can't understand why you take it so personal.
Because everything was going good, and all of a sudden, you don't know now. What happened?
Okay. Like I tell everybody else, you ever heard the term, listen and follow your heart? What are you doing right now? Are you listening and following your heart?
I'm trying, but I don't know what
don't
to
try.
Do.
No, you just listen. You see, it's like looking at people going, okay, you all want the answers, right? The answers are staring you right in the face. We all talk about, do you think you have a bond and a connection with Danny?
Yes.
Then why are you not using those connections, those phone lines, to actually pick up on him and what he's actually thinking and feeling right now?
Because I think he's feeling that I'm driving him nuts.
No, actually, when you look at the reflection back at him about that situation, he's actually driving himself nuts because he's having a hard time making decisions when he knows what he should be doing right now. He should be committing to the situation, okay? It's like when we look at the situation of two people who are arguing, and we all think they don't like each other. When realistically, they don't like themselves. And it's reflecting back and forth at each other. That's why they're angry. They're not really angry at each other. They're angry with themselves. So Danny is a person who's indecisive, right? Let me ask you a question. Are you scared to really tell Danny what an asshole he is when he's treating you like this? Because that's what we call true communication. And when
we tell people
exactly how we feel about him, right? At the moment
he told me that he's tired of me being nice one minute and mean the next. He can't take it no more.
Then why don't you look him right in the face and say, hey, dude, why don't you take your own advice? Because you're the same way. Like attracts like.
Yeah, because he's being mean now. I mean...
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I understand, ma'am, but right now we are winding down. We got like 90 seconds left in the show, so just let me tell everybody, thank you for everybody for being here. Carrie Phillips in the chat room, thank you for being here, and everybody in the guests. Also, the people who called in, thank you very much, and all the people listening out there, thank you all. And like I always say at the end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. Also, learn from the reflection that are reflected back at you about you, because all you're doing is finding you. All right, guys? So, therefore, have a great night. I recommend the ladies on the phone right now, just call us back tomorrow. We'll be back on again at 6 p.m. Or just give me a call tomorrow around noon, and I'll sit down and work with you, okay?
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling in, all right?
Okay.
And we're going to leave you all out here. So, like I said before, may God and the angels bless you every minute, every day. And we'll leave you out here with a song by Kansas called Child of Innocence. We'll talk to you all tomorrow, guys. See you at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Bye-bye.